3, 2, 1.
Go.
And we're back.
A 3, a 2, and a 1. Or me describing all of your best rolls. No? Maybe not.
1 and a 5.
A 1 and a 5.
4 and a 3. Failed. That is a mixed success.
Sure.
I failed.
On starting the session. I failed.
You got a mixed success on starting
I
the session.
I failed. I start the session crying.
We begin in the morning. I just want one shot of each of you in the morning, okay? Like, still getting ready for school or waking up or something like that.
Windows XP reboot sound.
Wait, hold on. Do-do-do-do.
That's the shutdown.
I can't. I don't. Well, I've never used Windows XP. How would
ding,
I know?
Ding, 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 ding. That's what the Windows one is.
I just sort of unplug myself.
So, do you, like, lay in the bed, or do you just, like, sit in a chair, or...
I've got, like, a whole wall...
Or do you think, like, there's, like, a special chair your dad made for you to, like...
I've got, like, a pseudo-desk that I, like, sit in and, like, do homework in my head, and also plug... I don't really have a bed. I just plug myself in at
you,
my chair.
I'm sure your bed is still there, because they wouldn't have gotten rid of it, but you don't use it for anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
you have, like, a...
Your
brain still needs to sleep, is the thing.
Yeah, I just plug myself in and then just put on a 5-hour video of sheep jumping over fences. I have four... do we have a charter?
Do you miss... Yeah, do you miss... You know how in Dungeon Crawler Carl, he misses having a bed and sleeping for 8 hours?
Yes.
And, you know, they have, like, the bed that gets you immediately rested, but he sort of hates it. Is that... What do you miss about the way things are now with you?
I mean, there isn't really any sensation of, like, laying in bed with a bunch of covers.
Is it the covers thing that you miss? Like, the weight of having covers on you and everything?
Yeah. You can't do that now because you will overheat.
Have you ever tried to simulate that? Do you put a cover over yourself when you just decide that you're going to go in shutdown mode on the car? In the chair, rather? Do you just, like... Do you try?
I feel like when I was just getting into, like, version 3, where we had just gotten into a human design, I would put a cover over, but I feel like I just forgot at one point.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any reason not to lay down in the bed when you're going to go into, like, rest mode? You just don't?
I mean, I don't have any charging wires set up there, and it would be a hassle to move them from the desk.
How come you haven't asked your dad to do it?
Exactly.
No, how come you haven't asked your dad to do it?
Just convinced myself it would be a hassle for everyone involved.
Interesting. Question.
Yeah?
Does having, like, the power cables over, like, on your bed where you would plug in and, like, lay down the bed and plug in, does that remind you too much of being in the hospital?
Yeah, that's the reason for it.
So you'd rather, since you have to have charging cables... It can't be charging cables. It can't be charging cables. Because the thing is, he would have had to have gotten some sort of independent power. Because there's no way that your power supply is not so efficient that you can charge up on house power overnight. Like, my car can't charge up on house power overnight. Like, it can charge up some of the way, but it can't charge up all the way. And all I'm doing is driving, you know. It takes me several days to get charged back up on just a house outlet. So this is, like, diagnostic cables and stuff that's, like, doing, like, defrags, reboots, running the REM cycle, all this other kind of stuff. Your power supply is probably, like, an independent thing. We won't examine that too closely, at least not right now. But so having all the cables connected to you while you're laying in bed makes it feel like you're back in the hospital.
Yeah.
And you already don't really seem to like that very much because how did you refer to your suit when you were explaining it to Girl 5 a couple sessions ago?
An extremely advanced hospital bed. I mean, version 1 was basically a walk-around capable...
Finish your sentence, though, while you're doing.
Basically walk-around capable bed.
Oh, I see.
This, but, like...
Send me that.
Make it...
I mean, that's kind of cartoony, obviously, but...
Yeah, but, like, essentially mobile, like, bed.
It doesn't really... Not, like, with the... accessories next to it, but, like, the main, like, bed.
I got you. Well, the idea of the...
Technically...
The idea of it basically being, like, a semi-mobile bed.
Yeah.
Sure. And it just seems like it's gotten more and more... Huh.
Yeah.
Your dad's some kind of inventing genius.
Mm.
Where does he work? Does he, like, work for a
He's in the prosthetics department in Halcyon City General Hospital.
Well, the hospital wouldn't pay enough. Does he work for, like, a company, or does he work for, like... I mean, I guess he could work for the medical industry, but he's not going to work at an individual hospital unless he's selling all the patents and stuff like that. And is he selling the patents on this stuff, or is he...
He sells them.
He's some kind of crazy, and he's some kind of, like, that's how he's making the money work, right? Because he's an inventor?
Yeah.
And a designer and an engineer and stuff? Mm-hmm. Interesting. The stuff that he's doing is just absolutely crazy. And, all right, so I'm thinking about that. That's just me turning that stuff over. But for right now, you don't lay in the bed.
Because it reminds me of
being in
the hospital bed and or version one.
Huh. Okay, so we don't get much of that right now. We get the very anime-like thing where you wake up in the chair and we get like that one still shot of the bed completely untouched. And then we're back to you at the desk. Mm-hmm. And everyone can just go, huh, I wonder why he doesn't sleep in the bed. Or they'll just go, oh, he's a robot, so he doesn't sleep in the bed. Because of course he does. Except we'll find out that he could.
Later backstory episode.
Yeah, and you don't have to run diagnostics every single night, but it is kind of a good habit. So anyway, mm-hmm. All right.
Anyways, not a robot.
So, you.
Me.
How do you wake up in the morning after your night?
Get up out of bed. Unplug the dear devices. I'm going to say unplug those.
What? Did you find... How well did you sleep last night?
I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't sleep? You just finally gave up laying down?
Yeah, I think I just spent the entire night watching reorganization TikTok.
Watching what?
Reorganization TikTok, because I couldn't fall asleep and I was trying to distract myself from baby. Because baby bad, reorganization good.
You're coping really well with this.
Yeah, that's it's definitely
TikTok is better than
you're both coping in a very intelligent and healthy way.
It's a very normal coping. And so I unplug my devices because they're alien. They're okay. Tech. They're alien tech.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know Sean's Apple Watch charger?
Sure, you've got a thing like that, except it's like a...
charging jewelry rack. You have a jewelry rack that functions as your charging. It's like the thing we hook the Oculuses up on, except...
like the tree that the Oculus hangs on?
Yeah, you know...
it's also charging? God, that'd be great. I wish I'd print that.
Alright, so...
yeah, and it's
I have a feeling by the end of the...
it's also alien... it's also alien tech that my mom gave to me as a sort of parting gift to help me charge my
devices,
my babies as.
Okay, so that's you. How long are you up before you start messaging each other?
I want to say about 3 minutes.
If you say up, I'm gonna say around six. 27 minutes and 32 seconds.
I know you weren't asleep, but you get up. You have this, like, get-up process that you do, like, procedure. Grab the things, put on clothes, go get breakfast, or is it go get breakfast, whatever. What's the thing? Where are you at in that process before you, like, for me, I'll give you an example. I get up, come into the kitchen, make my breakfast, sit down, and that's when I check my messages and stuff as well I'm eating, okay?
When in that process do you yell for?
Usually when I'm in the kitchen. But, you know, like, or sometimes when I sit down at the table. But, you know, it varies depending on how early I got up. If I get up super early, I wait until I sat down. If I'm getting up late, I call just as I'm walking out of the bedroom. And in that case, I don't check my messages till later. So where in that process do you, like, throw a message out into the world at people?
Wake up. Unplug my stuff. Put them on. Do clothes. Walk downstairs while I'm texting him.
I see. So you're not... okay, gotcha.
You've got all your gear on by the time...
so the messaging has begun. What's the first thing you send him today?
Did I already tell him about the baby?
Yes.
Oh, poo.
You could complain about the baby.
So how was your sleep? Because I didn't get any.
Statistics say about 6.1 hours.
Getting to class for once is actually relatively uneventful.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable and uneventful. You're just in homeroom. It's so easy. I'm wondering, would it be more interesting if we had Hellbinder have your homeroom work on that butterfly project rather than the advanced science thing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we are doing a thing with robots.
So
We are doing a thing with robots.
Sure. Whatever. Doing a thing with robots and science. But for now, Mr. Berman explains that... where's Mr. Berman? Mr. Berman explains that after the events of yesterday, we're going to be doing some study on... We're going to be doing a little bit of extra... this is going to be our homeroom and... What do you call it? Enrichment?
Enrichment.
Yeah. The homeroom and enrichment for this week is going to be pattern recognition. And he's got a whole table laid out in the back of the room that's got all the butterflies and stuff on it. Everyone's like kind of crowding around. It's like, what the... And like... front and center, in a box, like a clear case kind of thing, is the one with the compass rose on it.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see here, as box. Discovered by Blink and Shell.
Dude,
you do not do that.
Yes, I do.
No, I love the idea that you like, but it goes around you kind of like,
say
you know
hi
that
to the camera.
Kind of a clank sound that like, just clank, and it... It's like that dead sound of somebody doing a really good, like, bump off of a volleyball. It's just a hollow thump sound. Bonk. Thanks to Blink and Shell, clank, they discovered some of the patterns, they realized there were patterns on the wings that were not typical, and we believe there's maybe some sort of map on here, and we're going to do some data collection on this and see if we can figure it out.
Betsy's, like, beaming.
And Rage Quit's like, there's this sort of silence that everyone's kind of talking, and Rage Quit's like, sorry, sir, I understand, you're basically having us work on a 1,000-piece puzzle as a team activity. Yes, Rage, if that's what you want to think of it as, then yes, that's exactly what you're doing. Please do not damage any of the pieces. They're the only ones that we've collected thus far. Great. I love puzzles. It's like being back. Could somebody put some mentholatum rub on their kneecaps so the feeling is entirely like my grandmother's house? It'll be fantastic.
Trombone sound.
He just rolls his eyes. The table that he has everything laid out on is actually four tables that have been kind of pushed together, so they make kind of a, you know, kind of a grid
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. And he's in order to
question.
If you want to, team, you can, and he calls the whole class team. If you want to, team, you can pull the entire, like, the tables into four different pieces and work on each section separately, but there's no guarantee that any of the wings in a particular quadrant are actually belong to that quadrant. So you may be better served to have everything work together, you know, to work on the entire thing together. But I want to emphasize together. So do try to do everything you can to work as a team on this project. Is there going to be a grade on this, sir? This is Rage Quit, again, who has not moved from his desk or, in fact, gone anywhere near the table. There will be a participation score. Yes, Rage. Thank you for asking. Excellent point. What percentage of our overall semester's grade will this be, sir? Rage, it's a little early. Unless you're going to hand me some coffee along with all this sass, I think you better dial back on both. All right? Sorry, sir. Just want to get all the information so I can do my very best work.
He never does his best.
I got a new picture for Rage up, right? I think I did.
Do you? I haven't looked at it.
All right, so yeah, Rage Quit, doing his thing, being snarky.
Snarker. What an absolute snarker.
That's a pretty good picture for him, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, so the question I have, ladies and gents.
Who's lady and
gent? Lady and gent.
No, I'm two people.
Lady and gents and bents, I would like you... What are you doing during this activity?
Just, like, looking over all of them, trying to find...
We are the supervisors, because...
I know what you're trying to do. Are you focusing on the problem, or are you looking at the people in the class?
I'm focusing on the problem. Like, if I don't pop out any of the extra cameras, nobody's staring.
That wasn't exactly going that way with it, but like, are you paying attention to anybody else in the room, or are you
nope.
just... Nope. Sure. Okay. Why don't you give me an assess the situation then? How's that move work? Read it for the class, will you please?
When you assess the situation, roll plus superior. On a 10 plus, ask 2. On a 7 and 9, ask 1.
Okay. Let's have it.
Alright. My superior is minus 1. That's great. I love that.
You might be looking at other people anyway. Six. Oh boy.
That is 5.
That's a 5?
Yeah, I don't even... I am assessing anything.
You're not assessing much of anything. All right. What were those two new powers that you added to the suit?
Inhuman Might and Super Speed.
What are the heat vents part of that or no?
Yeah, the heat vents.
That was just some of what you were doing. You were messing around with the heat vents, and you're worrying about the super speed thing and inhuman might. Okay, I'm going to say, so you go over there and start to work on stuff. And the problem that you're running into is that, this is going to be fun. You haven't calibrated any of your control digits, your fingers, mm-hmm. for your new strength. So you keep destroying wings. And in fact, at one point you poke right, like you're trying to be incredibly careful and you literally screwed up so badly that you literally poke a hole through the table with your finger, trying to just gently take the thing and move it. You go and just literally punch down through the table. People are like, dude.
Right. I'm going to take a break and recalibrate.
But yeah, everybody is looking at you like you're just like a bull in a china shop. Like you are just absolutely a disaster. Like, some people are looking at you like, so Rage Quit's looking at you and smirking. And Rage Quit is looking at you and smirking. Spider Monkey has just got his mask on, so it's just like this blank look. Girl 5 looks confused and concerned. Like, I don't understand. You are a fine operating machine. Why are you having difficulty with, you know, just basic function? She's not saying any of this. This is what the expression is that you're reading. Mammoth is like, honestly looks relieved that somebody, because she's trying to deal with the wings that are way out in the middle by getting big and reaching out over everybody, but that makes her fingers huge and stuff, and honestly she just looks relieved that somebody else is screwing things up, not worse than she is.
I'm just gonna sit down and recall.
I'm gonna give you an option here. Everybody's regard, whether it's pity or sarcasm or surprise or whatever, is either going to give you a condition, or you can choose to take a powerful blow. Now, here's the thing. Are you with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing with take a powerful blow. Take a powerful blow sounds worse than me just giving you a condition. But it may or may not be. It can be worse, or it can be awesome. Because you might, you know, ride it out and be cool and everything like that and actually get a stealth out of it. If I say take guilty, then you're just guilty. If it's, you know, take insecure or whatever.
I'm going to take a powerful blow.
Okay. Take a powerful blow can suck. But, okay, so this is the thing, take a powerful blow. Do you have any conditions right now? All right, so you roll and you don't add anything.
It's a 9.
You don't add anything. Okay, so that's not a fun time.
No, it isn't.
Okay, so take a powerful blow. You roll plus your conditions marked, which is none. You get a 9. You can choose one. Lash out verbally. You can provoke a teammate to foolhardy action. Or you can take advantage of your influence over them and inflict a condition on them instead of on you.
I'm not going to lash out verbally against, like, my only friend.
Okay, you're not going to... Okay. You give ground. Your opposition gets an opportunity. Or you struggle past the pain and mark 2 conditions.
My opposition gets an
opportunity. You give ground, your opposition gets an opportunity. Who is the person that would bug you the most to, like, have to admit in front of everybody that you can't do this work right now?
Rage quit.
Okay. So what I want you to do on your character sheet, I'm gonna put it on the main sheet too here, is so you are gonna ask him. Basically, what you need to do is you need to convey to Rage Quit out loud that you need him to do this arranging over here because you screwed up the calibration on your hands and you need to fix that and ask him to do your part here while you're recalibrating your hands.
Hey, Rage Quit, I know you hate doing work, but my fingers are a little bit messed up, so if you could fill in, that would be great.
They're messed up?
Yeah, I added a little bit of extra, but I think it's messing with the calibration.
So you can't handle the little butterfly wings? You need me to do that for you?
I know you hate doing work, but
I
feel like you can handle
it. I'm fine doing work. It's other people's work. But you know what? Here's the thing. I am here for you. I am a team player. I am a supporter, and I especially am here to help out you, buddy. You're my guy. You're my pal. I like the fact that you put more muscle, more oomph into your limbs because I think that's really where your, if you'll forgive the pun,
That's where your strength is. That's great, bud. So by all means, you get stronger, and I'll do the, you know, detailed thinking work for you. I am here for you. I am here for you. You just step on back, you do the calibration thing. I'm not saying that you're not good at thinking, but, you know, maybe not delicate work. Maybe not delicate work. Mm. It is okay. I am here for you. And he gives you a little on the old shoulder there. Clank, clank. He is going to shift your labels because so Rage Quit now has influence over you.
Oh boy, yay.
Yay.
And he's going to shift your labels. He wants to shift your danger up and your mundane down. Can your mundane go down?
Yes, it is currently at -1.
Okay, so are you going to resist it or are you going to go with it?
I'm going to go with it.
Okay, so mundane is going down to a -2. And
freak is going to danger. a +3.
Danger 3, freak 3, savior 0, superior -1, mundane -2. You are...
I am a staircase of doom.
You are garbage. Yes, you are a staircase of doom, starting at the top and descending rapidly into the basement.
Rapidly.
Very rapidly. You kind of fall off a cliff. So.
Yes.
Are you focusing more on the bugs or on the people?
Bugs.
Okay. Roll superior. On a hit, you may ask one question from the list that I have handy here.
Superior, +2.
Yep, go ahead and roll your superior.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So without adding, I have a 3.
Okay.
Superiors. So it's a 5.
Who is distracting you? Who is distracting you, and in what way are they making it difficult for you to focus on this actual work? You want the classroom up?
No, I already have the classroom up.
So who is distracting you, like making it hard for you to think about the work you're supposed to be doing?
Okay.
I don't mean that they're like actively distracting you. I mean that you are being distracted by them.
Oh.
Whose presence is making it hard for you to concentrate on the actual work you're supposed to be doing?
Don't say.
Sean.
No. Okay, who are you distracted by? Mm. I mean, there's a lot of different options. Like, Girl 5 is being kind of wacky and wonky and acting up. Cherub is, like, still kind of beat up a little bit, so you're kind of, like, talking to him about the fight. You Miss Adventure is sitting there just being Miss Adventure, and you're like,
No.
Or Cherub is sitting there, and you're like,
Nope, it's...
Or Flexigal is sitting there, and you're like, I don't know.
You could basically do the whole class.
Or, you know, Rage Quit is sitting there, and you're like, So who is like totally...
Spider Monkey.
Really? What is Spider Monkey doing? What is Spider Monkey doing that has got you, like, just not able to pay attention to what's going on?
Like...
No, you got to be more specific than that. That's not...
He's existing.
Who are...
Enough. I need to know what they're doing or how they're being or how they're looking.
What do you want to call your mask? Something like that.
Like, what is it about them?
What are you interested in?
Aren't you showing your face? Why do you feel the need?
So are you sitting there, like, trying to analyze them? Like, trying to...
Yeah.
So you're just entirely into their whole thing.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how you're gonna, like, trying to figure out whether, like, how they might look under the mask, that kind of thing. You're just thinking about who this might be.
Mm-hmm. Who is who?
So Spider Monkey's sitting there and kind of moving stuff around and talking with, who are they talking with?
Wasn't it?
Red Panda.
Yeah.
So they're talking to Red Panda and they're kind of moving stuff around and they're sitting there talking and all, and then they're like, can I help you? Is it the jawline? The jawline tends to draw people in. My cheekbones? I know that, I mean, some people say they're too high and too sharp. I think they're statuesque. Is it that or something else? Because you have literally not looked away from me since we got over here. And that's cool and all. I admire it, but I'm just wondering if there's something I can do for you. Are you sure? Are we good? Cool. Thanks. everybody is laughing at you for apparently staring and glom. Everyone's like, she got a bad for the mask boy. And everyone just loses it. Rage quit is capitalizing us, but the comment was not rage quit, actually, that was making the comment. Yeah. It's actually, oh, it was misadventure. Oh, she got a bad, says misadventure. So, again, I'm going to ask the question, do you just take a condition or do you want to roll, take a powerful blow for being embarrassed in class for staring at somebody? Do you have any conditions right now?
Nope. Also, right, she rolled a three.
Three is good.
Yay!
Okay, so take a look at so did you mark potential? You should have 1 point of potential, Sean. Because you blew that five. When you roll a six or lower, you get a point of potential. Zoe, you also get a point of potential, but in this case, it's not for failing. It's for failing in a good way, which is rolling low and take a powerful blow is good, basically. So you saw the different different consequences for take a powerful blow, right?
On a miss, you stand strong.
Mark potential, like you would normally do, and say how you weather the blow. So how do you handle this embarrassing situation in a way that is not... How do you just, like, get past this embarrassment?
Sorry, if you can't think of anything, you could totally ask for input, like some suggestions and stuff, and that's fine. But...
I just had a few technical questions about the nostril.
Or you can make a joke about since he's a spider thing, like I don't know, man. I just was worried that you might eat some of the puzzle pieces, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling snacky?
Yeah.
He goes, no. Is that what you say? Like, you know, I want to make sure that you don't like eat our puzzle pieces while we're working on it. You know, spider bug. Is that what you go for?
Yeah.
First of all, that's racist.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's not. First of all. It's spider monkey, not spider. I'm a monkey. I'm a spider. You know, it's a pun. I'm not going to eat the butterflies, all right? Just, damn, girl. Fine. I'm not going to eat the... Now everybody's kind of laughing at the both of you a little bit, but, you know, just as much as him as they are at everybody else. Yeah.
Page 13.
Heroes. When you read Hero's column to see what he thinks of you, roll plus freak.
Which is a plus three.
Go ahead and roll plus freak there, buddy bud.
Okay, well.
Are you, you know.
Basically guaranteed plus 10, whatever.
You say that.
9. Original roll. So,
plus 3? Oh my god.
That is a 12, actually. So guaranteed plus 10.
See, there's no way to get, this is what's funny to me, is here's the thing. When you read Hero's column to see what he thinks of you, roll plus freak. If you miss, Hero writes about how you clearly just don't care about being a hero. On a 7-9, he thinks you're bland and not interesting enough. And on a 10+, you're too much.
So he never has a good opinion of
you? No. No.
Alright.
He does not.
Just tell me what I get when I roll plus.
On a 10+, you're too much. Hero thinks you're trying too hard and his opinion is spreading in the comment section. You made the mistake, Sean, on a 10+, of reading the comments. Never read the comments. Shift freak up and save your down.
Can't.
If somebody tries to move a label that can't move and you don't stop it somehow, you take a condition instead. So he's trying to raise your freak. Your freak is already maxed. You take a condition. Unless, we're going to take a look at this page again. And you can try to... When someone with influence over you, and this is Hero right now, tells you who you are and how the world works, accept what they say or you can try to reject their influence. If you accept what they say, I adjust your labels accordingly with all the consequences thereof. If you want to keep your labels the way they are, you have to reject their influence. To reject someone's influence, you roll. Okay, just roll.
So Hero's an adult, so he automatically has influence.
Yes, correct. He is writing about you. And he's not just writing about you, but he uses you as an example. And he has influence over you. He's writing about how he sees you, and how he sees you is painting you as a freak who, and I think it's like you're over the top, so you're worried more about your powers and less about actually doing the job. So he's saying, freak up, save your down. He's not here to protect people. He's here to be crazy and wild. This is too much. Forgot what the actual calling is all about. Blah, 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 blah. You roll, and then we see what the reject influence thing, how that goes.
Seven.
So you're sitting over there in the corner of the room just scrolling through this going, oh, God.
Seven.
All right, so on the seven. So when you reject, there's a list of options here. You can hold yourself and tune the... So on a hit, you successfully hold yourself and you tune them out. On a 10 plus, you can choose two options up the list, but on a 7 to 9, you can only choose one. Here are your options. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong. That's going to be difficult unless you cut class and immediately go out into the city to like find somebody to protect or something.
Mm.
Okay? Shift one label up and one label down, your choice. You can just shift your own labels. With mm-hmm. just being all yourself. I'm like, that's not true. I'm a good protector. I'm gonna rewrite my programming right now so that next time I get out there I'm gonna be shield man, like whatever. Or you can cancel their influence and take +1 forward against them. Which would mean I can't heroes hot take you.
Cancel culture strikes again.
Cancel what? Cancel culture strikes again. Alright, so cancel your influence and take +1 forward against hero. In the future. So I'm going to put that in there. So cancel their influence. So I am influenced by, I'm going to add here and I'm going to put not hero
record.
All right. So you guys don't really make a lot of headway on the wings this time, but we're going to keep this table. All right. Listen, you guys have to get to your next class. You have Jim. He starts to smile and it almost gets like to be sort of a cat-like smile somehow. For a second, and he's like, you have Jim, you didn't make much headway today. That's a little bit disappointing, but we're going to keep the table set up. We're going to continue to work on this every single day until we get it, kids. If we get any more butterfly wings, we'll be bringing it in. But for now, pack up and go away. I mean, onward. And we're
onward.
Just...
To adventure!
All right. So when you get to gym class, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 chairs sitting in the middle of the gym floor in a circle facing outward. So it's a ring of chairs facing outward in a ring. There are 12 of them. How many of you are there?
Wait, don't answer.
Musical chairs.
13.
There are, in fact, 13 people in the class, but there are 12 chairs. Standing in the middle of the ring, in the very center of it, is Sergeant Surge.
Right.
Looming like the center stone.
Musical chairs.
Looming like the center plinth in Stonehenge. Ominous. Foreboding. Dangerous.
Amazo.
Smirking.
Is your gym teacher.
Amazo is your gym teacher. And we are going, he goes, all right, settle down. You guys weren't making that much noise, but... All right. Your performance yesterday on and off the island was, well, let's just say I toned down my expectations of what you were all capable of based off of that. And we're going to do something a little bit simpler today than I was originally planning on. Something that I feel is exactly on par with most of your abilities. And something clicks in his voice box, and you hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, we're going to play musical chairs. The object of musical chairs is to be the first person, or the last person, sitting.
Last person sitting?
Yeah, the last person gets a chair. All right.
Oh, hey, I talk super speed. How useful for the game of musical chairs?
So here's the question that I have for you. Zoe.
Me!
Are you going to try to win? Are you going to try to help someone in the class who's struggling with musical chairs?
No. I am winning. I don't care about other people. I need a...
Okay, I feel
musical like... chairs!
Sean.
I'm going to explain musical chairs to Girl 5.
Are you, you're going to help somebody
to
understand music? You're going to help somebody out, help a struggling friend with rosy chairs? Okay. So, ba-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun. Why do you have musical chairs music? All right, Zoe.
Yes.
For musical chairs, when you all you want to do is win, roll plus superior.
Which is your main stat.
Okay, what's main superior? It is 2 plus.
Nope.
You miss. Atreus! Nice shot.
Wait.
Six.
You rolled a six?
No, I rolled a four and then I added plus two.
You got a six?
Yes.
On the superior?
Yes.
Cool. Sean.
Yes.
Helping a struggling friend with musical chairs, roll plus savior. Zoe, mark potential.
So current, wait.
Zoe, mark potential.
So what is currently a zero?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Okay, I have all five.
You have saver at zero? Good job. I thought it was a...
Okay, neat. Wait,
you have all your potential filled out? Cool. We're going to deal with what happened just now.
Five. We're doing great.
What?
Five.
Oh my god, you guys are so bad at this. Okay. How did you use your portal ability to try to win at musical chairs and make everything... Okay, actually, no. Let's back up here. On a miss. Blink. Pick two. Okay, so here's the list. On a 10 plus, you're sitting pretty. On a 7 to 9, you've got a chair, but you need to pick one of the above.
Why do you have, like, a thing set out for musical chairs?
Because I made it up for a game one time, and I never got to use it, so I'm going to use it now.
Nope.
Okay, so here are your three 7 to 9 options, and you need to pick two one. Of them. Option
and then,
one,
and then take a powerful blow.
And then take a powerful blow. Option one. One of the chairs was just you got a chair, but one of the other chairs was destroyed because somehow you dropped it into a portal and it never came back out again.
Surge is displeased.
Surge is displeased with you. You tricked a classmate that you actually like. Who's feeling betrayed by you right now? And someone that you really don't like took pity on you, helped you get a chair, and now you're going to owe them. Who is it? So, Serge is annoyed, you took advantage of somebody that likes you and they feel betrayed, or you got help from somebody that you don't
and
like.
And you pick one of those?
You have to pick two of those.
Ah, so it's losers.
Yo, well, she rolled a freaking six on something she has a plus two for. Which are you picking there, Zozo? Or do you just want to blow the whole game off and just have Serge directly in your face?
No.
Just pick which one you don't want. Because that makes it easier. Which one do you like the least? Serge is mad at you, somebody is feeling betrayed by you, or you owe somebody. Which is the one you just don't want?
Feeling betrayed. Someone feeling betrayed. Because...
if it's somebody you like, you don't want them mad at you.
No.
Okay. All right. So, someone you don't really like took pity on you, and now you owe them.
I think we all know the answer is Rage
no,
Quit.
No, it's got to be somebody other than Rage Quit.
Oh my god!
But he's so easy.
I know he is easy, but we need somebody else. I want to involve somebody else. So who else annoys you? We could do Rage Quit. If you really want to do Rage Quit, that's fine. I just don't want him to be the only person that you don't have a thing with.
He's...
okay, fine. Rage Quit. Okay, so we're going to make sure that Rage Quit...
he's hard to be friends with.
So
let's just say that.
Fine. Rage Quit has influence over you, though, so we're gonna do that.
What?
Rage Quit's going to get influence over you because now you owe him. I am influenced by Rage Quit. He's got influence over both of you now. I am definitely not going to misuse that.
Can I, can you eventually, be like, okay, now you don't have influence?
Yeah, you can do that. You said your potential got all filled out?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, what's the other thing? Oh, the other thing was you damage a chair and Shell is displeased with you.
Shell.
Not Shell, sorry. Surge.
Surge, yeah.
Surge is displeased with you. Cool. All right, Blake.
Yeah?
I don't mind you using your powers, but we're taking one chair off per cycle, not two. Where is it? Did you lose my chair? Is it floating through the Phantom Zone now?
It's either there in the middle of the ocean or...
is there just a random place in Miami?
In the roof of the cafeteria.
You need... right now, young lady, what you are doing is using your powers without thinking. And you need to adjust that or you're going to have a rough time here at the school. So he is shifting your labels. Freak up, superior down.
That's like her.
Because you are using your powers without thinking.
Freak up.
Or you can try to resist if you want to.
Freak up.
You're just gonna go with it? You can try to resist his influence and not let him move your labels if you want to.
Don't resist.
Freak up to 3, Superior down to 1.
It's still not that bad.
Actually, I think this might be overwritten. I'm not going to have you take a powerful blow. Take a powerful blow is a different thing.
Okay, so you just rewrite your musical chairs.
I wrote the move. I get to do whatever I want. I'm going to say pick 2 from the 7 to 9 list, or blow the stupid game off and get Surge's direct attention and take a powerful blow.
Oh!
So it's when you decide to take Surge's, get Surge's direct attention that you take a powerful blow. Yeah. Okay. So we just tweaked it a little bit. Yeah. Okay. So that, you made a chair disappear. You rolled on a miss. You and Girl 5 are on a pile, tangled up with one another on the floor, and everyone's laughing at you. Apparently you were trying to get to go for one of the chairs, and you were trying to help her get into one of them. And then you were going to sit down on the one right next to her, and that one like suddenly fell through a hole in the floor and disappeared. So you went down, but you were still holding on to Girl 5, so you yanked her back out of the chair that she was in on top of you in, if it weren't robots, would be a very compromising position, and everybody is laughing at you. Take a powerful blow before Surge comes over for a chat. Also mark potential, which gives you 2. You should be up to 2, right?
Yeah, I am up to 2. Oh boy.
It's been a great day here at school so far.
Oh, yeah. Then
so your potential, 7. What's your potential at now?
2. Take a powerful blow.
7.
7, yes.
Lash out verbally, provoke a teammate to foolhardy action, or take advantage of your influence to inflict a condition on them. You could legitimately do this at this point, because the reason that you don't have a chair to sit on is because Blink blinked it away as you were about to sit down. So you could totally chew her out in front of everybody and give her guilty.
That feels mean.
Yep. You give ground, your opposition gets an opportunity, or you struggle past the pain and mark 2 conditions yourself.
I'm gonna.
The 7 to 9 option is painful, man. Because
I'm gonna struggle past the pain. I have a move called Coming For You. When you mark a condition, take +1 forwards against the person you blame most for causing it.
That's fair. All right. So, which conditions are you marking?
Insecure and angry.
What's insecure give you a modifier to?
-2 to defend someone or reject others' influence.
Are you sure you want insecure?
Because the
article. Here's a couple of thoughts. Let's look. Angry, I totally get. Afraid doesn't probably make a lot of sense. Guilty, you were trying to help Girl 5 and you actually ended
all
up. What's guilty penalize?
-2 to provoke someone or assess the situation.
I think that's fine. You're probably not going to do a lot of that anyway. And if you take insecure, then you can't defend people.
So because I feel like coming for you, because I've taken 2 conditions, I get +2.
Well, hang on. Let me see this. Coming for you. When you mark a condition, take +1 forward against the person you most blame for. I mean, you can take +1. You can't actually take it twice against Zoe, okay? Mm-hmm. You can only ever have +1 forward. You can't have +2 forward. So you already have, like, it's like a checkbox that you have ticked. You have +1 forward against Zoe. So you can't take it again. And if that, so it doesn't necessarily go anywhere for the second one, but that's okay. All right. So this is going great. Love this.
Yeah.
I'm going to just paint a picture here of the rest of your day, which started out not great, proceeded to embarrassing and frustrating, and went from there to every single class of the day basically being disasters. The first first day of the year, because you're like trying to get from class to class, you've got a map literally up a HUD, you're having trouble getting to class. Seniors are in your way, juniors are in your way, sophomores are in your way, teachers are in your way. You get turned around. It takes you a while to realize that you're using a map that's 2-dimensional and it doesn't properly reflect some of the hallways, because the hallways move and they also exist in multiple dimensions. So it's the problem with this building being a little bit weird. So you're starting to get your own mapping software together, but that doesn't really happen until like 2:00 in the afternoon. And this is true for both of you. Blink, you make the mistake of trying to blink, teleport. Like, you can see you can see through a window where the building that you need to get to
to get to your next class, right? And you're like, I'm going to be late. I'm just going to do a quick little bloop bloop and I'll be over there. What you don't realize is that window doesn't actually show the outside. It's like a representation. So you basically you get stuck in a situation because the thing is Phoenix Academy is weird. It's a lot of different buildings from a lot of different places. It's some of it's alien spaceships, some of it's mystical buildings. And you basically miss an entire class period because of the thing that happened to Clarion the Witch Boy in Fate's Tower.
Dang it!
You're like, bloop, bloop, zoop.
Dang it!
Bloop, bloop, zoop. Dang it! Yeah. So you've learned you both learned valuable lessons. One, don't trust the mapping unless you've done the mapping software yourself. You only teleport when you are absolutely sure that where you're going to end up is where you're going to end up.
Dang it!
The trick seems to be don't portal between two different buildings because those two different buildings might be working on completely different physics. You have one where you got exactly where you intended to be, but what you didn't realize is that down was a different direction than the building that you were in. So you came in and you were sideways and slammed into the floor.
Like Carl!
Like Carl! Carl. Yeah, so that is your entire day.
So, notes for later. Windows are a fae trap.
Never trust the fae.
And stairways are a lie. Stairways are a practical joke being played on every student. So, we're going to wrap up there with you come back from school, and you honestly look more beat up today than you did after the fight the day before. You feel more bedraggled. More frazzled. But yeah, you guys are coming back in. You guys are coming back in, like, at home. Just, it's like, how did the day go? Door slams in the bedroom. We're doing homework. How was school? It cannot be trusted.
This building is an error message.
Okay, so let's go to... Zoe, real quick, let's talk about your advance, okay? I'm trying to think of other moves that might be really good for them. Let me just look here and see what... If there's anything cool under the outsider that might be good for you. Kirby Craft?
What is Kirby Craft?
You have a vehicle. Something from your time in space. You can detail how it looks, choose two strengths and two weaknesses for it. And when you are flying your ship, you can use the ship to unleash your powers, directly engage a threat, or defend someone using your superior stat instead of whatever stat.
Wait, does that mean I don't have to live in the house or the dorm?
So you could do that. Come on, Lucky. You have a pet of some kind? A smaller companion?
Yes.
You seem interested. Come on, Lucky. You have a pet of some kind. A smaller companion who helps you out. Detail it. Choose three basic moves. Any basic moves off the basic move sheet. And tell me how that your pet can help you with those moves. Okay? Whenever your pet could help you, take +1 to that move. If your pet ever gets hurt, you take a powerful blow.
What if... Your pet gets hurt and you take a powerful blow, but it helps you with... Does it still help you, but you chose it to help you with...
It has to get better, you know. It's all part of how the story shakes out, so it's really kind of up to you.
I want a tiny little cute snake.
Can it be a space snake?
Yeah. Wait, my mom mails me a little box with... Oh, you know those end of scene clips? Like sometimes when you're watching the credits.
And there's like a box on your desk when you get there? Like just like a little, like a techie box?
And then as I close my door, my dad yells.
Somebody dropped off something for you today. Somebody from out of town dropped off something for you today. It probably wasn't your mom, but it was like somebody, she sent something. And it's like a weird kind of box thing.
He's a tiny cute snake.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Cosmo the dog, but a snake.
It's a what is it, like a crystal snake? Like its scales are all like crystally. Okay.
Gem snake.
Gem snake. We're just gonna call it a gem snake. Gem snake.
Gem snake.
What are the three basic moves? Helps with what? Helps with what three basic moves?
What do it help with?
Unleash your powers.
It like coils around your bracelets and stuff like that and can boost your stuff.
Its skin is
so
gives extra power.
Okay, helps with unleash.
His eyes.
Or you could have it give you a boost to assess the situation because you kind of like keep an eye on like its reaction. So if something weird is happening, you know that
The snake will kind of indicate who the biggest threat in the room is.
Assess the situation.
Assess.
Directly engage isn't bad because you could literally, like, the snake could literally, like, attack somebody.
He's like, meow.
Yeah, but even more so. You have to figure out what this name is. Glitter Bomb.
Go, Glitter Bomb.
Go for the eyes, Glitter Bomb. Go for the eyes.
Get the ankles. Get them ankles.
West Maneuver.
West Maneuver.
Get them ankles.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See you next time.
See you next time on School is a Disaster and We Hate Everything.
Goodbye.